Playschool Storytime, Volume 2. Read by David Williams, Kat Stewart, Lawrence Long, Casey Donovan, Jack Charles, Deborah Lawrence and Fiona Choi. The Bear Who Went Boo by David Williams.
Story time!
Because we're going to do the story right now.
Hello, my name is David and this is Little Ted. Welcome to Story Time. I'm going to read you a story. I wonder what the story will be about today, Little Ted. Did you hear that? That was the sound of the magic story drawer. Ooh. Let's see what's inside. Aww. It's a little polar bear. A polar bear lives in the Arctic. Very cold place. Now, the story today is called The Bear Who Went Boo. And there's a baby polar bear on the cover. And the story goes like this. At the top of the world lived a very cheeky polar bear. He doesn't look too cheeky. He looks like a very nice young polar bear. He was only little, but he loved giving the other animals a big fright. Slowly and silently, he would creep up behind them before going, boo! The poor creatures would shriek as the little cub would roll around hooting with laughter. Maybe he is a cheeky polar bear. The little cub's mama would ask him time and time again, how would you like it if someone went boo to you? But he wouldn't listen. All the little cub longed for was to be big and fearsome like his papa. One morning, a helicopter was spotted in the sky. News spread across the ice that a man was coming to the Arctic to make a television show. The animals were going to be famous. They began making themselves look beautiful for the cameras. A wrinkly walrus wanted to top up his tan. He decided to sunbathe in the nude. The little cub crept up behind the walrus. Walrus was so shocked, he kicked up his back flippers. His tusks became skis, and he zoomed across the snow. Whiz! Meanwhile, a platoon of puffins preened their feathers. Time to do boo too. Boo! Startled, the puffins all tried to take flight at once. Wings walloped, beaks bashed. Gaw, 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 gaw. And the poor birds crashed headfirst into an iceberg. Wallop! There was no stopping the little cub now. Next, he sawed a hole in the ice sheet with his paw before diving down into the freezing water below. Time to do an underwater boo. But to who? The little cub spied a pair of killer whales practicing a synchronized swimming routine, ready for the cameras. Boo! The killer whale smashed through the ice sheet, up, up, up into the air. Blop, 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 blop. The first belly flopped onto the ice. Then the more blubbery of the two landed on top of his poor friend. Bonging, bonging.